You are listening to the Lads After God podcast, a podcast for ladies and lads who are adamant on following God and His ways in this modern world. I am your host, Blessing Mashilani, and I'm pleased to have you here. What is up, beautiful people? It's your boy Blessing, and welcome back to another episode of the Lads After God podcast. Guys, before we even continue, I need to apologize for not posting an episode last week. Usually what I do is that if I'm not going to post an episode, I give an apology beforehand, maybe on our social media handles, but I didn't do that last week because it was a hectic week. I was going through so much, and it kind of slipped my mind to give you guys a heads up. So please accept my sincere apology. That was so unlike me. And I hope that I do better next time. And yeah, we're back this week with another episode. I hope you enjoyed the interview I did with Pastor Khatlisho. Wow, I was so inspired by that talk. As someone who has battled with imposter syndrome for the longest time, just to hear, you know, his perspective on the issue, it really, you know, gave me a different perspective and, you know, helped me, you know, realize that indeed, we shouldn't allow fear to dictate what we can or cannot do. So yeah, I hope you were blessed by that episode. And this week I'm back with another episode. By the way, guys, I hope you are keeping safe. I hope you are wearing your masks and you are washing your hands, keeping social distancing and everything. Guys, we need to make it through this pandemic. I don't know how, but we need to. And I know that God is a protector, and He will protect us. And to anyone who is listening here who has lost, you know, a family member or a loved one, my sincerest condolences to you. I hope that, you know, God helps you find solace and God, you know, heals your heart. It's never easy losing someone who meant so much to you. And it's been such a hurting year that we keep losing young people. I think it's so sad. Every time, I think earlier this year, I think it was somewhere in around June or May, I attended a funeral of one of my cousins who was shot, and he was born in 1997. I remember holding that funeral program and just saying, wow, in 1997, it feels like it was just, you know, last year. Like it was not so long ago that he was born, and already he has departed. So guys, it's just my prayer that we, you know, we do all we can to, you know, survive this the season that we're going through as a global community. And I believe that there is a hereafter. I believe that there's still so much life ahead of us, and there's still so much to live for. So please keep safe, and I hope that we get to, you know, look back one day and say, wow, we really made it. We really made it past that storm. So yeah, today's episode is going to be a bit short because, what I want to talk about is just something which has been on my heart, for the past, you know, couple of days. I think it's been a week now, because I've realized that in my own life, there's so many things that are, you know, like it's almost like a tug of war where there's so many things which are battling for my attention. So today I want to talk about the battle. The heading of today's episode is the battle for your attention. The battle for your attention. Basically in life, there's so many things in today's life which are at war trying to get our attention. You know, as a child of God, you will see, you know, I'm sure already as I just, you know, talk about that, I'm sure there are already things which, you know, come to your mind, which you can see that, okay, this thing is, you know, one of the things which are battling for my attention. It's so hard nowadays to be a focused person. It's so hard nowadays to be a determined person or a person who is, you know, a goal oriented, because there's so many things along the way which will come as distractions. And if you do not, you know, allow yourself to, you know, be, you know, that, you know, focused, you're going to find yourself wasting so much time, you know, dealing with things which are not worth your time. So I want us to talk about the battle for, you know, your attention. And I think I put up an episode. I think that was actually the first episode that we put up this year. We talked about keeping our focus on Jesus. And this is almost like a continuation of that episode, in that I want us to talk about how in Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 3, I'll read it. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." We hear of how God is saying, Isaiah is saying, he who has, you know, his attention, or who has in his mind stayed on God, he who has his mind stayed on God, God will keep in perfect peace. You know, all will be well with them because that person has faith in God, or he trusts in God. So our minds and our focus and our attention should be on God. In every circumstance, our attention should be on God. We should always be, you know, looking towards God. But there's certain things in life which try to take, you know, to get our attention. And I'm going to talk about those things. The first thing, you know, which is common in today's, you know, technologically savvy world is social media. Social media, if not, you know, moderated, can be such a huge attention grabber. I've realized this in my own life, that first thing when I wake up with a bit of anxiety every morning, because I'm thinking, oh my God, what email am I going to get? Oh my God, what message am I going to get? Oh my God, what's on the TL? Oh, what if I see some RIP hashtag? What's going to happen? So already, I'm checking my phone for notifications. Already I'm scrolling through Instagram. I haven't even said my morning prayer yet. I haven't even opened my Bible up yet, but I'm already feeding, you know, my mind with all those things. And I've realized that every time I get on a social media, page like Instagram, it's rare that I can just get there and 5 minutes later I'm out. I'll probably go through some reels, go through some profiles, and end up, you know, searching, you know, for different things, going through, you know, pictures and everything. And it's the same with apps like TikTok, where you just scroll through all these videos, and YouTube, where you just, yeah, you know, you find yourself watching video after video. Next thing you know, you've been watching for 2 hours. So there's a battle, you know, for our attention and time, which, you know, social media is one of, you know, the biggest competitors, in that it wants, you know, our focus, it wants our attention, it wants to take our mind, you know, it wants to fill our mind. And I've realized that it's affected us in even in our lives, that we can't even socialize anymore, because all we're thinking about is, let me get good content, let me do this. And I've seen even in social situations where, you know, we are it with company, most of us have this habit of, you know, checking our notifications or checking our, you know, TLs, you know, because we are so consumed by social media. So I just want to mention it as something which we should, you know, just learn to moderate, learn to, you know, to live life, you know, away, live life, you know, away from, you know, the screen, because it can cause a problem. It can, you know, make you now dependent on it as a drug, you know, for your, you know, temporary happiness, of which it is scientifically proven that when we watch, you know, this, you know, instant gratification videos, you know, when we watch these videos on social media, they create a dopamine release on our minds, you know, as we're being entertained, that we now depend on that entertainment for, you know, our satisfaction, you know, instead of depending on God. So anything which places itself before God, it's a problem, and it's an idol that should be removed. You know, no idol should be before God. You know, God said he's a jealous God, and we should serve no other God but him. So be careful with those, you know, social media and with those cell phones and those gadgets. And another thing which I'm going to mention today, which tries to take away attention. It's peer pressure. Sometimes we get so fixated on our peers' lives. We get so fixated with what are my friends doing? What are they getting up to? Where are they in life? Every time we hear of a friend's success, instead of celebrating with them, we feel intimidated in that, oh, where are we? And we're so fixated on that. And we compare ourselves with, other people, so much so that we do not trust God's plan for our own lives. And so I want you to be careful of that, don't place too much attention on what other people are doing. And other people shouldn't, be a determining factor or, have that type of authority over your life that you determine your next move, depending on what other people are doing around you. That's something that we should be careful of and make sure that it doesn't, grab our attention to a point that our attention or our minds are not fixed on God. And another thing that, is trying to get our attention as young people, as lads and ladies after God, can be personal ambition. I know this one will sound a bit, crazy. Like, what you mean personal ambition? Isn't it good to be ambitious? It is good. It is good. It is good. But I was actually conversating with a friend earlier, and they shared with me this verse that I want to share with you guys. I remember I actually told him, shout out to Sia if he's listening to this. He shared with me, we were talking about this issue of personal ambition. And he shared with me a verse which I just believe is perfect. Like, I told him that this is going to be my heart check verse from now on. It says, two things I ask of you, Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of God. I love this verse so much. You know, this psalmist is saying, this proverb is saying, Lord, don't make me rich, but at the same time, don't make me poor. And he explains why he doesn't want, his ambition to make him so rich that he forgets God. And he asked God that, please provide for me so that I do not get so poor that I, steal, that I, envy or maybe even be jealous of other people. So there's something that, for me, it came, as a revelation that so much time, we want to, achieve things and we want to, acquire so much wealth. Whereas the thing is, when we do acquire all those things, I've seen it in my own life that sometimes when I'm at a point of no lack, I do not see or realize my need for God or my need to spend time with God and say, God, I need you today, because I feel like I have everything I need at that moment. And, I don't need God. I don't need his, his empowering, because at that moment I'll have this false illusion of power, of, invincibility, whereas it is at that point that I need God the most. So this just came as a revelation to me, and I just wanted to share it with you guys, that do not allow personal ambition to take away your attention from God, to take away your mind from God. Make sure that, in all circumstances, seek God, seek his counsel. And always, be focused on God and on what is his, plan for you, and what is his, what is his thoughts about you. Make sure that you conversate with him and he will share with you what his thoughts about you are. And another thing that I'm going to mention, which is trying to take our attention as young people, is our own, flesh desires. I think it's Romans chapter 7. Where Paul was saying that which I want to do, I do not do, and that which I do, I will not to do, I don't want to do. So our flesh, the flesh wants what it wants. You will always see that what the flesh desires is contrary to what the spirit man desires, and the flesh will want to be gratified. the flesh, you know, will crave for, you know, all the fancy food in the world. You know, the flesh is by nature, the flesh wants to eat, you know, whatever it wants. The flesh wants to be gratified even sexually. The flesh, you know, wants, you know, the flesh wants what it wants. And sometimes those things are, you know, contrary to what the spirit man wants. And if we obey the flesh, or if we keep our mind, you know, fixated on what the flesh wants, we will find ourselves in opposition, or, you know, in a bad standing with God. So I want you, you know, to realize that don't let the flesh rule over you. Don't let, you know, the flesh desires rule over you. I think it was Jesus who said, if there's a body part which causes you to sin, if your right eye causes you to sin, rather pluck it out than go, you know, and rather, you know, pluck it out and enter heaven with no eye than, you know, going into hell with both of your eyes. You know, I know that was a grotesque imagery, but what the verse means that it just makes you realize how, you know, important it is, you know, to, you know, deny or deprive yourself, you know, the pleasures of this world, or, you know, fleshly pleasures and earthly pleasures, you know, when it comes to choosing, you know, God's way and or your flesh's way. Always choose God's way. So, yeah, in short, that's what I just wanted to talk about, that there's so many things which are, you know, trying to win over our attention. I mentioned social media, I mentioned peer pressure, I mentioned personal ambition, I mentioned, you know, even the flesh's desires. So I just want you to be careful, lad or lady after God who's listening to this. Like I mentioned in Isaiah 26 verse 3, it says, God will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. You know, let our minds be, you know, stayed, let our minds stay focused on God. Let our minds always, you know, seek God. And you know what? The Bible says God is a rewarder of all who earnestly seek him. So at all times, let us seek him. You know, it was Jesus who said, seek first the kingdom of God and the riches of, you know, and, the, you know, everything else shall be added, you know. So when you seek God, he will take care of everything else. He will make sure that, you know, there's a balance in your life. He will make sure that he, at the right time, blesses you with whatever you need. But make sure that your mind is stayed on him. Keep your mind stayed on him. In this world, which is full of so many things which are distractions, so many things which are fighting for your attention, it's so hard nowadays. I know it's hard. I know it's hard to, you know, wake up in the morning and the first thing is, you know, is pray or read the word, because there's so many things which you'd rather do. You know, you'd rather check your email, you'd rather check the news, you'd rather, you know, play your favorite playlist on Spotify or Apple Music or whatever. But I just want you to be intentional about this and be deliberate about it, that, you know, I'm going to keep my mind fixed on God. I'm going to keep my mind fixed on Jesus. I'm going to, you know, deny my flesh. I'm going to deny, you know, my, you know, personal ambition. I'm going to deny myself, and I'm going to seek God, and he will bless me with anything or everything that I desire. If what I desire is to achieve certain things, he will be the one who, you know, blesses us with whatever we want. But let our minds be fixed on God. Do not allow the world and its pleasures to take your attention, but let your mind always be fixed on God. That's what I wanted to share with you. And I hope this word blesses you. And please do share it with someone who you think will, you know, benefit from this. I love you guys so much, and I appreciate that you keep on listening to the podcast. And I hope that we continue to grow as a family, as lads and ladies after God. And wherever you're listening to this podcast from, may God bless you. I wish I could speak, you know, so many foreign languages, because this podcast is listened to in many parts of the world. But I love you guys. I love you in France. I love you in England. I love you in the USA. I love you in Zambia. I love you in Nigeria. I love you in Norway. I love you in Russia. I love you everywhere where you're listening. May God bless you and keep you, and may He shine His face upon you. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Lads After God podcast. To get in touch, do follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram by searching for Lads After God. We are looking forward to hearing from you soon.